Senators representing states that border America's oceans heard a warning today about carbon dioxide and how it could have a deadly effect on valuable fish and crab stocks. They heard it from a University of Alaska Fairbanks professor invited to Washington to share his research. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
In a town where partisanship seems to rule, the senators concerned about ocean issues are bucking that trend and bonding together. The recently formed bipartisan Senate Oceans Caucus held its inaugural meeting Thursday in Washington. Both of Alaska's senators are members, and Republican Lisa Murkowski is co-chair, alongside Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse. Murkowski invited a professor from the University of Alaska Fairbanks to share his research about ocean acidification. Dr. Jeremy Mathis focuses on chemical oceanography at UAF. He says an increasing amount of carbon dioxide is going into the oceans, which is lowering the pH balance, making them more acidic. And Mathis says that's happening in the Arctic more quickly than anywhere else.
It's going to be a global phenomenon, but the Arctic is sort of the tip of the spear in terms of the changing water chemistry because the Arctic waters are colder. They can hold more carbon dioxide, and that carbon dioxide is ultimately what's causing the ocean to be more acidic. And so it's that and a few other factors that have the Arctic probably a few decades ahead of the rest of the ocean, but it is a sort of canary in the coal mine mentality of so goes the Arctic, the rest of the ocean will follow.
Mathis says the acidification caused by carbon dioxide can hurt the ocean's tiniest organisms, which in turn has a ripple effect up the food chain.
There's the direct impacts from ocean acidification that can disrupt the biological and physiological processes of shell-building organisms, so clams and crabs and the commercial species that we think of. And then there's the secondary effect where the ocean acidification disrupts some of those smaller level organisms, the microscopic zooplankton and phytoplankton. So it's the things that the larger species are feeding on that if you disrupt that prey source for those larger species, then that sort of indirect effect could have an impact.
One of those larger species is salmon. Mathis says pink salmon feast on a small snail or pteropod, which acidification could hurt. He does not yet have direct evidence that the pteropods are declining, but Mathis says fossils show that past periods of acidification, even on smaller scales than what's happening now, had hugely harmful effects. Even though acidification is caused by carbon dioxide, Mathis says he's staying out of the politics surrounding where it's coming from.
I try very hard to steer the discussion away from climate change and some of the more hot-button issues and just treat it as a simple chemistry problem. There is excess CO2 now in the atmosphere and in the ocean, and that CO2 is causing a quantifiable, very definitive physical change in the ocean.
Mathis addressed the group of ocean neighboring senators behind closed doors in Thursday's briefing, but Senator Murkowski says she hopes to have future talks open to get them more attention and interest. Murkowski met Mathis in Fairbanks a few months ago and was so interested in his message that she reached out to him to present his research to her colleagues. The senator says she appreciates what she calls his rational approach to the science.
Do we need to sit up and pay attention to him? Absolutely. Is it something that we're all going to be leaving the room saying that the sky is falling and we're not going to have a crab fishery next year? No. I think the message is a strong one. And it's one that, as policymakers, we need to pay attention to, and that's important to us. But I think that it does make a difference in how the message is conveyed.
Murkowski says one of her takeaways is how strikingly different the national attitude toward exploration of the oceans is compared to exploration of outer space. She says there's far more financial, scientific, and technological investment in space than there is for the world's waters. The Senate Oceans Caucus was formed in the fall along bipartisan lines to bring energy and attention to issues ranging from economics to the environment. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.